For years, some in Fremont County have been concerned about the population's rate of alcohol consumption. In most categories, the county ranks at or higher than most counties in the state in areas of concern, such as alcohol-related arrests or binge drinking. The county is tops in the state in alcohol-related crashes and ranks a solid fifth in alcohol-related crimes. Over the years, community leaders in Riverton have periodically tried to address some of these problems. Since spring, a new effort is underway. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
Okay. Darn it. So Oktoberfest is now gone. Shelby, we're going to do Landerfest with this.
This is Bar 10 in downtown Riverton. It's an upscale pub with a traditional bar and several tables for eating and drinking. At the end of the bar, two friends, Mark and Dave, quickly disagree over whether there is a drinking problem in Riverton. Dave says people pay close attention to the issue, but he's not convinced it's a great concern.
Yeah, we got a problem, but I still don't think it's probably any more than in a lot of places. Maybe better disguised in other places.
His friend Mark quickly jumps in.
It's the repeat offenders that bother me. I mean, repeat offenders, time after time after time.
I get what you're talking about. I don't know what the statistics are and all that, but do you really think it's significantly higher here than Casper? Significantly higher here than Denver?
Small town? I think so, but I don't know.
Some in the bar suggest that Riverton has a drinking culture, but Derek Peer disagrees.
I don't think any more than anywhere else, and I think that drinking is how we socialize out here. That's what you do after work. You go have a couple of happy hour, and then you go home.
We have blood alcohol content levels here beyond anything I would have imagined, and frankly, the number of people who are regularly intoxicated it's disturbing to me.
That's Riverton Police Chief Mike Broadhead. He came to the Rendezvous City almost 3 years ago. The legal limit for someone to be able to drink and drive is .08. Broadhead says Riverton's levels exceeded anything he's ever seen.
You know, I can say that, you know, I was a police officer down in the Denver metro area for almost 22 years, and I think the highest BAC I ever saw was about a 325. And we have people above a 4 here every day, and people pushing 5s. I mean, 3-0 is dangerous. 4-0 can be fatal.
To be clear, not all of those people are driving, but it's still a concern. Broadhead says for a small town, Riverton has high levels of homelessness and other forms of substance abuse. And he quickly adds that only some of it can be blamed on the nearby Wind River Reservation. In the past, law enforcement was asked to clean up the mess. But a group that includes social workers, treatment specialists, including some from the reservation, are working together to try and craft a solution. Officials say the cooperation is unprecedented, but Lisa Amos, who runs the Fremont County Alcohol Crisis Center, says changing a culture is tough.
Drinking is accepted. Drinking is accepted even within the family of underage persons, that it's kind of a rite of passage almost. And I think that contributes highly to our problem.
Statistics from a statewide report on alcohol consequences has a number of disturbing stats for Fremont County, but two that stand out are the number of alcohol-related crashes that occur in the county, that leads the state, and the fact that the county leads the state in alcohol-related vehicle fatalities. Amos says they obviously need to reach people before things get to that point. She says they are studying a number of possible factors.
What's the underlying issue? Is it socioeconomic? Is it a mental health issue? You know, what's the real issue? And we're just trying to kind of separate into groups and decide what the next step will be.
All involved in the effort say it will take time, but they still remain optimistic that some sort of a model that includes treatment and awareness can work. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.